This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, May 15. Intimacy is possible. From 2 Corinthians 5. God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. What is God's response to human sin and to the brokenness, corruption, and violence that's spread because of it? Does God give up on His good creation? Does God explode in anger because of Adam and Eve's disobedience, or because of the wickedness of their descendants, including us? No. In effect, God says, I did not create you to perish. I created you for life and to be in fellowship with Me. How can reconciliation between God and a fallen humanity be possible? On the one side is the triune God with holy intimacy, complete wholeness, and perfect love. On the other side is the corrupt, broken, fearful human race. An invasion takes place when the Father sends His Son to form a union between God and fallen humanity. Jesus, the Son of God, becomes human in every way, except that He is without sin. He becomes a second Adam, and He does not fail to obey God. To complete the reconciliation, the Son has to pay the price of Adam's disobedience and die. By His death, He breaks the power of Him who holds the power of death, and reconciles all who believe in Him as Savior. The Lord our God has done this so that we can live.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.